Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Limits, why don't we hit the phone lines, if you don't mind? We had some heavy discussion there on James Franklin and his future, and also on Pitt and their new quarterback, Mason Heinschel.
Heinschel.
I can say that now.
Heinschel.
Bob. Who do we got?
I would love to, Joe. Let's start with Marty. He's in Frick Park. He wants to talk about our friend James Franklin.
Hey, Marty.
Hey, guys. How you doing? Hey, Austin, I just had a spirited debate. He's a great kid. Hey, I agree with Bob. There's no way they're firing James Franklin. He has too good of a resume. Now, does he have a great resume? Joe's ready to say, of course not. He's lost too many big games. But he's been in 8 major bowls and or playoff games in the last 11 years. As the CEO of Penn State business, football business, he's highly successful. But it's a second-tier program. I've been watching Penn State for 60 years, guys. I've had a lot of disappointing games. Bob, do you remember when they couldn't get in from the 1-yard line against Alabama?
Oh, I remember a lot of things that didn't go right in those situations,
right.
Yes.
Who made that tackle for Alabama?
It's going to be an awful year.
Who made the tackle?
Now, if they go 6-6 next year, then we have something to talk about.
No. Okay, now we're talking about something different. If James Franklin doesn't make the playoff, and especially if he really goes off the rails here at like 7-5, I truly believe he's going to be fired and should be fired.
No.
You disagree
no
with
way.
That?
No, totally disagree.
Based on what? Isn't the idea here? Based on Franklin's own words to get this program to a, quote, elite level, and hasn't the university gone to great lengths to give him the highest paid coordinators, certainly defensively, that we've ever seen? What's the excuse now? How can you justify keeping him?
Next year, Joe, let me finish here. He'll be on the clock next year for sure. He's not getting fired off one bad year. They were in the college semis last year. He's not getting fired off a bad year.
I disagree, but we can agree to disagree on. What do you think, Bob?
Oh, I said what I said. I don't.
Do you think he would be fired
if
they don't make the playoff?
I know. I think they'll approach him and say, "We need to make a change. And how are you wanting to do this?" And he'll say, "I want all my money, and that's it. We'll form our company that way." I do think they will, just because and the caller's right here too. I mean, it is a business, and they do rake in a lot of money based on that business. However, the business at its very best has to include a national championship at some point. He's been there a long time. I appreciate the recruiting and what he's been able to do, but the on-the-field coaching leaves a lot to be desired at times. And I think we saw that against UCLA. If somehow they don't get into the playoff this year, I think they will make a change.
See, he frames it as...
If they do get into the playoff, I think they won't make a change.
He frames it as one bad year. Some people would frame it as one bad loss. But when you're almost never winning the biggest games, then that one bad year and that one bad loss carry enormous weight, don't they?
Well, just look at the pressure that even a guy like Ryan Day, he was on the verge of being fired had he not won a national championship this year. That's how much the expectations are there. I think James Franklin is a victim of his own success in that he has created a recruiting machine. They bring in some really high-end talent. Then the next level is getting that talent to win major games. And last year, yes, they won 2 playoff games, and that's a step in the right direction. Given all the hype of this year, though, so far what we've seen is massively underachieving.
I mean, I would like to ask someone who's more educated on this than me, but I have to imagine if they miss the playoff, and especially if they wind up losing to Ohio State and Indiana and going something like 8-4 or 7-5, that the donor pressure, that the outside pressure – would be enormous to fire James Franklin. Am I wrong about that?
No, I think it will be enormous. Yes, you're right.
It's enormous now. Like, this is the – there's been a lot of, like, the student section every big game will chant Fire Franklin and all that. But from even what I've seen in the media, this is the most heat. Like, it is a burning skillet right now of people basically all in agreement that this guy has to go.
50-minute mark on The Fan, brought to you by South Hills Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, Route 19, Peters Township. Listen to the Pomp and Joe Show on demand on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, wherever you get your podcasts. Fan Hotline presented by Sullivan Super Service, providing trusted plumbing and HVAC service for over 50 years. Next.
All right, let's go to Scott. He's in Oakland.
Hey, guys. How's it going?
What's up, Scott?
Okay. So let me just go on my rant here. First of all, Joe Starkey, condolences to you, sir. I went through the same thing. I lost both my parents back in 2014. I get what you're going through. Again, my condolences. And
I appreciate that.
Your family.
Thank you.
Absolutely, brother. Absolutely. Okay, let me go on my rant. How can you not prepare for a team in any level of football, regardless of how bad they were coming into this game? How can you not be prepared to play a team on the road like UCLA? I do not understand it. It is absolutely disgusting. Now, let me get into this a little further. The three games they had to open the season, all of them cupcake games, they did not cover the spread in any of those three games. I went to a game a couple years ago up at Penn State when they played Rutgers. They were struggling in that game before they pulled away late. When they were struggling, they made some horrible offensive calls. I started ranting and screaming in the stands how every year is the same thing. We start off 6-0, 7-0. We wind up losing to Ohio State and Michigan, and we get a wonderful consolation gift of a trip to Florida during the holidays to basically play a nothing game. And right now, and I thought of this while I was waiting on hold, James Franklin is college football's version of Mike Tomlin. He lives in his fears. The play call that he made on fourth down when they had the opportunity to tie the game at the end of regulation against UCLA. There are teams here in the WPIAL who could do a
better. Well, that's another example. That's another example of them not believing in Aller. I mean, I realize he's exactly the one who ran the ball. More specifically, not in his arm talent, his ability to pass the ball. Maybe they have reasons for that. But, Bob, when you have a guy like that, if you're not going to put the ball in his hands and let him throw it around and wing it around, what are you doing?
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Yeah, and I know they have great running backs, but there's a way to utilize them in the passing game also.
Yeah.
I want to see more. You know, we were told that this offense was going to be dynamic. Well, what have we seen from it so far? Yeah, they have nice players at a lot of positions, an offensive line that should be stud. If that's not a reason to utilize your quarterback, I don't know what is. You have to trust him. You have to make plays down the field. They seem very reluctant to do it. And as a result, it may have affected him and how he handles his own position now. So, I don't know. The whole thing is just ridiculous to think that they lost that game. I could not believe watching it. I said I was going to watch it for a half. It'd be over. Well, the half was 27-7, and I watched the debacle at the end of the first half, and I thought, these guys are being out-coached by guys who haven't done what they're supposed to on the other side, who haven't been in the position.
It was a fireable offense.
It was awful.
It really was. I think he's done just enough to earn the rest of the season reprieve, and I'm sure that the buyout is obviously factoring in here. But it was that game was a fireable offense.
For a team that was favored to win by almost four touchdowns, yes, and had just come off a loss to a Big Ten team that they, you know, should have beaten, actually. Yeah, it was. But, again, this decision normally doesn't happen midway through a season. It happens at the end. He has a chance here. And if he doesn't redeem himself and win out, then he's probably going to be gone.
Sunny today and a high of John Stallworth, 82, a low of Marv Kellum, 54. Mm. Fan weather brought to you by Myers Law Group, Pittsburgh's choice for affordable legal solutions. Way off the topic, I sure am enjoying the Toronto Blue Jays absolutely hammering the Yankees. Are you, Bob?
I was interested in watching Cam. How do you say his name?
Be very careful.
Cam Schlittler.
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 Schlittler. Bob, that didn't come out right.
That didn't come out right. No, but my point was
The New York Post had to have had a headline that said, holy Schlittler.
Holy Schlittler.
Yeah.
He was great in that game against Boston, but yeah, they're getting outclassed by Toronto, which is a team that didn't even have Bo Bichette in their lineup, and yet they scored how many runs in the last two games?
I don't know, 17, 20, something like that.
They're a very good team. It could be Milwaukee and Toronto in the World Series. Would you like that, Joe?
No, I would love that, Bob, and thank you for asking. Coming up. Wait, is there a pit call, did you say? I'm curious what that person
Heinchel.
Has to say. Heinchel.
Yes, we do have a pit call.
From who?
Could you just give us a moment for the system to reboot for a moment, as I wanted to make sure that if Bob said something improper, we had it off the airwaves.
Oh, my God.
Thank you. I didn't know I said something improper. I was just trying to
say the
guy's
name.
It sounded precarious.
It sounded very close, and, you know, you want to be safe than sorry.
Are we back? We don't have to go to the
pit. We have about 15 seconds, 20 seconds.
We're also going to talk about the Steelers, but at the top of the hour, Bob, I want to talk a little Penguins. They are about to embark on a very interesting journey here. Is it going to be a Titanic-like journey from the beginning? Are they going to be better than we think, like the Capitals? Why did Kyle Dubas tell us he was going to choose the best goalie and then not choose the best goalie? There's a lot of questions about this team. And all of it, to me anyway, is happening in the context of what Pat Brisson said. It's happening in the Sidney Crosby sort of vortex here. That, to me, is coloring the beginning of the season. I'm going to ask you about all of that next, but first, Limits, can we finally take the pit caller?
Well, let's take the pit caller. What does he think about Mason Heinchel?
Who is he?
This is Kevin. Kevin is in the North Hills, and he would like to talk about Pitt.
Hey, Kevin.
Hello, Kevin.
Hello, Kevin.
And now Kevin's not there.
And now,
after all of that.
Oh, there we go. There's
What's
Kevin.
Up?
Yes. Thank you for taking my call. Hey, that last call is a perfect segue for Heinchel. Short fourth down plays. Cade Bell puts the ball in his hands, gets him out of the pocket. He can either run or make a short pass. They did it twice. This kid has mobility. He can see downfield. Obviously, it's against Boston College. Has good quick feet, doesn't throw off of his back foot. And
he throws off any foot. That kid was unbelievable off platform. Let me ask you a question, Dr. Kornfeder. As a Pitt fan, are you suddenly, when you see a performance like that and you think, wow, this kid could be really good, is that accompanied, as Bob mentioned, by a fear of him getting poached after the season?
No, I think this kid came to Pitt early. He's from Ohio. I think he'll stay. I mean, I think, especially if the program has success, I think he will stay. And those are my thoughts. I mean, I really think this kid is here to stay. He's going to resurrect this program as long as he doesn't get hurt, because he's all over the place on the field. And I definitely think
out of the goodness of his heart, or why do you think he'll stay? Because people are going to be waving checks in front of him.
Yeah, obviously they'll give him some money, but he's from Ohio. He graduated high school.
What does that have to do with anything? People from Ohio like money too.
That's true, but he came here early. I think given the proximity of where he kind of grew up, you never know. But if this team has success with him, and it looks like they're going to have more success with him next year, I think
it's only one game now. I want to see a lot more. As Joe said, there are a bunch of games coming up at tough facilities. We'll see what he has. But if he is this good, if you're painting a picture that he's going to be somebody who's going to be tremendous for them moving forward, and he might be, that's going to come at a major cost. And Pitt has to come up with more NIL money. They will have to do this, or else somebody else will come in. And I don't care who it is. I remember talking to Eli once about this. You know, I mean, the money was good.
Eli Manning?
No, Eli Holstein.
I know.
Just about, you know, because he was down in Alabama. All these guys who go there, a lot of guys down there, but they also know they're not going to play half of them, and they have to figure out what's next. But if you're recruited by Alabama, then all of a sudden people think, hey, this guy has potential. Why would they recruit you and then give you some money to go elsewhere? So money's always going to be an issue with this.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.